008. Two things we should talk about. There's a common custom based on the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that people make al mitzvah tefillin low. As we do like the Ramah, we make two brachas. So there's a prima godim. The prima godim, Mishabura doesn't really talk about it, which is indicative of the chayra that he doesn't hold as a problem. But the prima godim raises the problem of answering amen to a bracha levatala. So again, it's not really a bracha levatala. We pass when you make two brachas. So to, you know, we say baruch shem kol malchus yolom boed according to the Mishnah Berurah, just like l'ravcha de milsa it's called. But the prima godim holds that amen is a problem. Yes, like the main is not more of a problem than the bracha, but the teretz is, I mean, it's not really a teretz. You know, we paskin make right then. It's not a bracha of atola, really, or else we wouldn't make it. But the prima godim holds the amen as the problem, because you don't say amen on the bracha of atola. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch suggests making the bracha low. Make the bracha low. Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it down. Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring down to make the bracha low. Again, in Svara, it's a shvera zach. If you're making the bracha, so like the omein's not going to be worse than the bracha. So, what should you do, lemaisa? Lemaisa, if you hear someone making al mitzvahs tefillin, l'chayra, I would say that you should say amen, according to everybody. I mean, the prima godim is mesupik. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says to say it low, and the Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention it at all. So if you hear someone saying it, l'chayra, you should say amen. L'chayra. Okay. Because so that people should not have the problem and the question of whether or not they should say amen. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, say the bracha low, so they shouldn't have that question. So even in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it's mashma. If you don't say it low, one should answer amen. The Mishnah Berurah, who doesn't mention it, certainly sounds like he holds like that. So l'chayra, that's, you should say amen if you have the bracha. L'chayra. Okay. What do you do if you're putting on tefillin? Also, we didn't, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't really talk about it. Before you say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Oli Olam Va'ed, you hear a bracha, and should you answer Amen, or even sometimes you hear Yesh Mei Rabbah. So L'chayri, you should. L'chayri, you should, and you'll just say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Oli Olam Va'ed afterwards. There are rayas from different places in Mishnah Berurah, further on in Hilchos Brachos, that it's okay to say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Oli Olam Va'ed after a small hefsek. It doesn't have to immediately follow the bracha exactly. So in this case, you should say Amen. As you say on mitzvah still, and you hear someone making a bracha, you should say Amen. And then say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Oli Olam Va'ed.
Why don't we have the time frame
of what? Other rabbi, you do have the time frame. That's the shaila is if you have you probably have that time frame. Maybe more. I mean, there's no din of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Oli Olam Va'ed that it would necessitate Torah Kedei Dibur. The shaila is some achronim are worried that if you even just say a word like Amen. So you, it's already, it's not sofuf to the bracha. Why it should, like, Torah Kedei Dibur, I don't know, it's not, it's hard to be magdir the saying of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Oli Olam Va'ed. Like, it's not a, it's just a way of ameliorating Otsar Hashem Shemayim Levat Tola. You're not really doing anything, you're ameliorating it. I mean, Torah Kedei Dibur would be a good svara, but Al Kaponim, the Amen would not be a hefsek. But if say, I don't know, but you come to think of it though, they say Yehesh Merabi, you should also answer. And that's more than Teichet Hei Dibur. And still you should say Baruch Shekol Machus Yolam Vayet afterwards. What? No, that's what we're going to learn today. I'm talking about between our mitzvahs Tillim and Baruch Shekol Machus Yolam Vayet. Okay. To go over what we had yesterday, we really don't understand the Mishnah Berurah, but I want to go over it again. We make two brachas, right? And if you talk, so you make two brachas on the Shel Rosh. So the Mishnah Berurah says, the Nachon, we'll learn the Mishnah Berurah, of Kotten Lamed Beis. When you're making two brachas on the Shel Rosh, the Nachon Sheyamash Meis Oz B'Shel Yod. And here he says, La'azizu mimakomo. Like you should really, really move the Shel Yod away from its place and then put it back in its place, V'yachazik HaKesher. That's much more than just Yamashmesh B'tzitzios V'yavarech. Or sometimes you have Yamashmesh B'tfilin. Here it's Mamash, he says, La'azizu mimakomo. So you should do that and then you'll make the bracha. And he means you should move it out of its place. Make the bracha of Lohaniach, move it back into place, and then make the al mitzvahs, and then put on the Shel Rosh. Why is it nachon to do it? So we didn't quite know yesterday. Really, we paskim when you take off your tefillin and you have a das to put it back right away, you don't need a bracha. So what really are you gaining by this? Was that tachzor brichos Lohaniach gamal Shel Yod? So it's hard to know what you're gaining. I mean, you're gaining the Havoya Achas. You're gaining that you're putting them on at one time. You're not just putting on the Shel Rosh, so to speak. You're putting on the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh. But it's hard to see that the Bracha goes on the Shel Yad. I looked at the Achronim, I didn't see a good explanation. Really, you don't have to make a bracha when you do it. I don't know. Yeah, okay. The Shulchan Aruch holds you do, actually. The Shulchan Aruch as opposed to the Ramah. And if you didn't do it, you mash mishachar abracha, so that's certainly for the Havoya Achas. Which we won't go into. That's already a whole cheshbon, a whole complication. Okay, Sif Yud. Imsoch l'tzarech tefillin ein echoizu mevarech. That's already based on a famous Gemara in Brachas. That if you talk l'tzarech, you say, bring bread to the table, even feed the animals, where's the knife, where's the salt. So that's not called a hefzik. A hefzik means, hefzik is not the physical act of talking. A hefzik is some form of being involved in something else. So when you talk about that inyan, you're not involved in something else. So here also, imsoch l'tzarech tefillin, ein echoze umavarech, whichever way. According to the Mechaber, you don't make al mitzvahs, and according to us, the Ramah, you don't make the lohaniach. So ein echoze umavarech. Oh. Let's stop here and see the Mishnah Berurah. Yimsoch, what you don't bein brikos lohaniach bein nachas tefillin shalil gamkin dinachi. Really, there's a much bigger chiddush. The Gemara in Brachos is talking about between making hamotzi lechem and haaretz and eating. So here you could be talking about making the bracha of lohaniach and putting on the tefillin. The Mechab is talking about between one tefillin and the other, because that's the subject he's discussing. But the truth is, talking with tzayrech, the tefillin, you can do even between the bracha and doing the mitzvah. Ein echozer umavarech. Aval achatchila also lotziach bein brachos lohaniach adachar anocha shalvayish. Afila b'dvarim shein tzayrech ha-tefillin. This is only if it's absolutely necessary. But you shouldn't do it lachatchila just because, oh, it's lotziach. It's in the centerfold, I think. Im lo hecha she'yev she'bin yinachi, you should only do it if it's absolutely necessary. Ach b'chol ha-moed she'ein mevorechim. Oh, Zok the Mishnah Berurah, most people who put on tefillin chol ha-moed don't make a bracha. So on chol ha-moed, where you're putting on tefillin, the Mishnah Berurah is putting on tefillin, we don't hear in Eretz Yisrael, but most people don't. you put on tefillin, you're not making a bracha. After the yesh lahakal lechatchila b'dvarim shein l'sarich tefillin, so there you're just not going to talk because of havaya achas. That reason. So there already l'sarich tefillin, you can talk even lechatchila, not only if it's unavoidable. Okay. In other words, the doing it only when it's unavoidable is to avoid having to make another bracha. But for the havaya achas, you can be makil and talk lechatchila. Okay, let's continue. Well, you know, he passed it. I mean, in his countries, they follow those tzak. If shema kaddish al kedusha bein tefillah shel yad and tefillah shel roish, what do you do if you hear yesh meraba or kedusha? And always the amen of shema tefillah and the amen of akela kadosh is up there with yesh meraba and kedusha. Lo yafsik lano simoyim. That's what the Machaber passed. It's a big machlaikas. Many, two machlaikas. There's a machlaikas if you should, well, machlaikas if you should, and then there's a mach, and if you do, you now make the new brachas. So the Machaber passed is you should not be mafsik, which means, that according to the sheet, that you're not mafsik, then if you are mafsik, you have to make two brachas again. So we'll see, what do you do the mice? We'll see you in the Mishnah Berurah. You're supposed to do the same thing as Shemona Esrei. When you hear Yesh Meirabo Kedusha, you're supposed to be Shosek and concentrate, think about the words. So there are, according to some Shitas, you gain, it's sort of like you're answering Yesh Meirabo. Hirur is perhaps Kedibur, but it's certainly not a Hefzik. So that's why, that's what you should do. So Mishnah Berurah says, "Avol chatchila, lo yafsik. Afilu lanas amen al bracha zugufa. Even on this bracha, going lanas amen al brachas tefillin shemavarech acher asur. Yavlo shechaver mechavim lusiu bebracha zu. That would be on the al mitzvahs, I guess. Right. So you could answer amen if someone's being motzi, because that's." Even though you should know, Rabbi Osai, that you're Yotzei in a bracha, even if you don't answer Amen, if you have in mind to be Yotzei, but that's b'di'evet. Certainly the Chatchili is supposed to answer Amen, and that's a heavier Amen than just answering Amen when you hear a bracha. The Amen that you're saying when you're Yotzei is taka heavier, and here's an example of that. That's an example of that phenomenon, that you don't answer Amen, we pass again between tefillin, not even to the bracha of tefillin. If you hear it, I guess this is a riot of the Mishnah Berurah holds you should answer Amen after all this was filling. You're saying before you put on the Shalyat. We're talking about being matzik between the two tefillin. So I guess from here, Taka, besides the fact that the Mishnah Berurah didn't say anything, if he didn't say anything, he didn't say anything, he could have brought down the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Okay? But here he says it, he implies it pretty much that you do answer Amen, and here he says don't answer Amen to that bracha of the tefillin unless he's being motzi. Okay, lamed vav lo yafzik lano simohem v'imposik v'ono Amen yesh rabo kedushay baruch hoshon Amen alei the bracha shabah chayzer u'mavarech. He paskins you are chayzer u'mavarech. You do make a new bracha. Why? Because it's a stek steka. What? No, it should be a stek steka not to make a new bracha. Right? Maybe. No, chosu bracha, it's a stek steka to make a new bracha. Maybe you're supposed to make a new bracha. According to the way we pass it, you make one bracha on the show, Rosh. So here, you make two brachas. In other words, he's paskening that you're not supposed to answer it, and it's a regular hefzer. Because of the havoya achas requirement, allows you to answer Yehesh Meirabah and Amen. It's very important. Well, that's on the gaya here, I guess. I keep thinking of when I put chalamoy, you put on tefillin without a bracha. Achacha kachiyot, this is a yod mekomo kodem shniach ashel roish kedei shiavoyachas l'shneya. That's always preferable to move it out of its place a little. I guess you can just pick it up. Pick it up. It's off your hand. So this way, it's avoya achas l'shneya.
If you're putting on a
Vedic
tongue, why can't you talk in between?
Because of the Havoya Achas reason. There's always two reasons not to talk between the two tefillin. Okay. Shelsik Nishamea, Dashtika Kaneya Ligin Lutzich de Chayva, or it might be, he says it pretty definitively. Avaloshi Choshev Kahafsoka. What? Every Amen is a Chova. The din of answering Amen is a Chova. I know the Bir Halacha though brings down that you should not make both brachas. Trying to think, like the Bir Halacha brings down you should not make both brachas. I think it's a because why? Because maybe we paskin. Are you only supposed to make one bracha? Yeah. The Bir Halacha brings down the Arzus Achayim. The Bir Halacha brings down the Arzus Achayim, not like the Mishnah Berurah, that you should only make one bracha if you said Yesh Mei Rabba. And he says Ayin Shem Milsa B'Taima. So I suspect that the Milsa B'Taima is a Svek Sveker. Because maybe we paskin that when you talk, you're only supposed to make all mitzvahs, not both brachas. And then maybe you could answer Yesh Mei Rabba, and it's not called the Hefzer. But the Mishnah Berurah doesn't paskin like that. Apparently the Mishnah Berurah holds that the din of the Mechaber, that you're not supposed to be mafsik the Yesh Mei Rabba. And if you're mafsik, you make a new bracha, that's a definitive din. It's not machmas sofer. Okay. One more sif, Yud Aleph. Acha shekosha shal yod al azroa, yiniach shal rosh, kodim sheyichor chartzua, soviv azroa. That's what the Mechaber says, because what's the pshat? The Mechaber is supposed to do it as soon as possible. So you're supposed to, you'll see some people, alright, we'll see. You're supposed to put on the shel rosh as soon as possible, because according to all shitas, the lohaniach goes on the shel rosh also. Certainly according to the Mechaber it does, and even according to us it does, that we make a special bracha on the shel rosh. But remember, the lohaniach goes on the shel rosh too. So you gotta minimize the hefsek between the bracha and the doing of the mitzvah. So the Mechaber starts off saying, you don't have to wrap around your hand where the kesher is, so that's the mitzvah of anochas tefillin. It's certainly not going to stay on your hand without that first kesher. So he says, don't put it on your hand. Okay, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah about that. The Yesh Misha Omer, and it's a little confusing, because it has nothing to do with what we just said. Make believe it says Yesh Misha Omer. I saw some early printings have Yesh Misha Omer without the vav. Yesh Misha Omer, Shatzah Lotzi Tfilin Shal Reish, Me'atik, Achatei Tfilin Shal Yod Munachas. In other words, what does it have to do with what he just said? There is a little connection. He said you minimize the hefsek between lohaniach and putting on the shel rosh. So what some people have a bright idea, they're going to take out the tefillin shel rosh out of the tick already so that it's sitting right in front of them so that, wow, they gain even more time. But that's a mistake, the Mechaber says. Why? Because then you're forced to be mavrel on mitzvahs. Once you're handling the shel rosh, then you're supposed to put on the shel rosh. So you're again putting yourself in a situation where you're forced to be mavrel on mitzvahs, which we really don't want to do. Okay, hagav afim shneim l'fon of chutz l'tik, or you're sakin l'ftoach atzila shel rosh adachar hanocha shel yad. Okay, yesh mishakozum laniach shel yad meyushev shel rosh meumid. We don't do that. Elo lanagu kein. Who did us elo lanagu kein? Elo stein buumat. Put them on standing up. What? the Sfaradim sit this way or for both? For both. Okay, I think that's on Pete Sawyer. Kodim sheyichroch hatam kini shemeches lo niyachazer is gamal shavoyish kineskalei abusiv katan lamed aleph kosh kein la mechaber li abusiv hey the sphere lay dina bevorach alachas al kenyin mait a hefzik lechom ma sheyuchal minimize the hefzik but kriches sovev azroya ena mikir adin al ken tov la acher olsa ad sheniach shal rosh b'sev kavonas arizal kozov shehoyim no yiglicha chashiv kriches sovev zroo tchila. But not the three kriches al ha'etzba, that indeed we don't do. Most people do the seven. Not everybody. If I don't want to. I don't really remember. I think Moshe used to do like three. In other words, the Arizal did seven al pi kabbalah. Many people feel, take the position that if they don't do around the yad, then that's not really a solid. It's not sitting properly. So some people you'll find will do two or three just to hold it in place, and then they'll put on the shaliyah. But the Arizal al-Pi Kabbalah did all seven. Some people do all seven and then they start counting it to make sure they did all seven. That is certainly not supposed to do. You're supposed to do it as quickly as possible. Not like what I just said. I just said it was al-Pi Kabbalah. And the Mishnah Berurah says that the Arizal held that the krichas is part of the mitzvah of the hanochas tefillin, and that's why you should do it. Kenaminik b'chamal mekomos. I think I could say it's pretty much universal from what I've seen that everybody does that. Just about. Vayim b'tshuvas mishkanos yakel shemuchav ches. Da'it degam ki kmin algeinu lichar kodem al azra lechizik. To hold it in place. The blav ochi lo yiskayim b'inamikra kshiva. It's not stam like it shouldn't come off. It's that you have a problem. You didn't really put on the shalyad yet if it's not sitting securely. So that's why you should do it. Ayin shom. So you hear the Arizal didn't say that. The Arizal held, the Mishnah Berurah explains, that the krichos around the yad are part of the mitzvah. Not a separate mitzvah to put the krichos, the ritzuas on the yad. But it's part of the mitzvah of the tefillin. So the male is not a hefzik. But the Mishnah Berurah now brings down, but shame the Mishkanos Yaakov is not like the Arizal. It's not part of the mitzvah. But it's fastening the Shalyad securely. So then, the Melech's not a Hefzik. But that's two different svaras. Because of the Sefer, whatever, in Shema Kaddish and Kedusha HaShavir HaLayad, listen to this. This happens quite often. You have to be not sleepy. You hear that saying Kaddish, if you quickly put on the Shel Rosh, you'll be able to answer Yehi Shmei Rabbah. But if you start with the seven times, you'll miss it. So then he says, "Im Shama Kaddish Gemdu Shachar Shabircha Shel Yad V'Yem Yichroch Lo Yeh Lo Pnai Lo Niach Shel Rosh V'Lanos." So then, come on, Yeh Niach Shel Rosh Kodim Akrichos Im Yochol Ahadik B'Mikvah. So if you make it somewhat, if you're comfortable that it's securely sitting on your muscle, on your hand, then indeed put on the shalosh before the krichos in such a case, in order to enable you to answer Yehi Shmei Rabbah. We just paskin you don't answer Yehi Shmei Rabbah between the shalyad and the shalosh. So by skipping the krichos, you will be able to, then you do. It's not, I'll tell you another example where we don't say that. And the difference is simple, and I won't even tell you what the difference is. You'll think yourself. It's brought down in halacha. Let's say a person's davening Shmona Esrei. Let's say at night, Rosh Chodesh, and he knows if he says Yalla V'Yavo, he'll miss Yehi Shmei Rabbah or Al Hanisim Chanukah. The reason I pick Yalla V'Yavo at night and Al Hanisim Chanukah is because these are things you do not have to repeat the Shmona Esrei for. So that's why this question comes up. It's in Revelation, the Tshuva. Someone says, "It's in." Should I skip it in order to answer Yehi Shmei Rabbah? It's not Makib in the Yevet. Let me skip it in order to be able to answer Yehi Shmei Rabbah. So the answer is everybody's maskim. No, there's a nusach hatfila, and that's the nusach hatfila. And if you miss it, you miss it. But that's the same type of issue here. I would suspect that perhaps, according to the Arizal, this might not be true. According to the Arizal, that the reason you put on the seven krichas before the shel rosh is because the seven krichas is the way of doing the mitzvah's tefillin. It's a chelak and a mitzvah, then it's not pasha to me at all that this would hold true. I suspect this holds true according to the other reason, that you're just doing it to make sure the shalyad is securely in place. But according to the Arizal, it would be a good marshal with my Shemana Esrei story, and therefore you do the mitzvah the way you're supposed to do it. Don't make cheshbonos in order to enable yourself to answer Yeshmei Rabba. Okay. Yeshmi Sha'omer, it says the Yeshmi Sha'omer. It's really a different thought. Also, and I feel Yitzuloishi Shalom, 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 and I think you want to take them out together. The Bezeh Ein Mavir Alam Mitzvahs. I said the reason is Bezeh Ein Mavir Alam Mitzvahs. This is Alpi Kabbalah. Alpi Kabbalah, you don't have the Shel Rosh out of the tick before your Shel Yad is on your hand. Afilochi Yeshmi Zorki, who's the Tam Alpi Kabbalah. If you have to get rich, you have a butler, and the butler is going to take out the tefillin for you. He's going to tie your shoes. He's going to hand you a sitter. He's going to take your shel rosh out of the bed for you.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'll let a guy handle my tefillin. So you can let you do it while you're putting it on. It's a prima god and machmer, but it's a chayim makel. Okay. Lo yisakim etzalom afilu beisikim shel rosh. Lo yiniach shel yad gam kim yado. He'll still have the shel yad in his hand. Certainly, the Kabbalah Indian, you're not fulfilling. Just leave the Shel Rosh where it is until you finish putting on the Shel Yad. But again, you got to move fast because the Laniach goes on the Shel Rosh also. Stay in Mumma, put on the tefillin standing up. I am the Mogan Avram, Shorot Lachria, the Hanocha Shel Yotia Miyushiv. Sometimes it's not good to think too much. Okay, Marbe Chochma. Yeah. Yosef Machold. You're so busy having kavani, you forget to daven. Al kengia brocha v'anocha b'amida. Don't do weird things. Just do it what everybody does. Make the brocha v'anocha b'amida. Ubevir agro echiach the gamal fi azoyer, butul oniach atzilah shel yod b'amida. Al kengen lozos me'aminik. Just do it the regular way, except if you're a svardi. Then you still do it the regular way, but it's regular is different. Except that we're right, right? Very important because you fellows learn Kabbalah. Cold, obviously, Kabbalah v'azoyer chokim and a gemara v'apoyskim halacha chag gemara v'apoyskim miyum balik Kabbalah machmirin yesh lachmer gamke. If you want to, I guess it means. Still, doesn't say it fairish anywhere. Okay. Well, you just said you don't force it. Okay, don't worry about it until you're 40.